Oh, crap.
The moment when it hits the fan. I'm Meredith Hartley.
I'm Frank Hutchison.
And you're listening to Oh Crap, the Crisis Management Podcast, helping you survive your Oh Crap moments in business and in life. Brought to you by Me Squared. You can learn more at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. Yeah, if I could change or make one contribution to quality, change how we're talking about it, the one change I would make is to really clarify what we mean when we talk about quality. And I'm not talking about those basic definitions of quality is fitness for use, quality is conformance to requirements, quality is whatever the customer says it is. That's very set. But I think we have these colloquial uses of the word quality. I mean, when we'd say, I'm an expert in quality, someone's really saying, I have studied the field of quality management as defined by manufacturing and engineering and statistics and these other fields. That's what I've studied. Now, I explain it to people. When someone asks me what quality is, I tell them it's the science of how smart people burn down good businesses and how to prevent that from happening. And they always laugh because they get it. Everyone understands that. I mean, there's common sense. People make dumb mistakes. We don't always understand why that happens. And I tell them quality explains it. In fact, I, as a business consultant, as a crisis manager, as a startup developer, I have never met a business success or failure or a crisis that I couldn't explain using Deming's 14 points. So I would propose that we have the definition of quality in manufacturing, and that's those definitions of fitness for use, of conformance to requirements, those definitions. I would say that there is that colloquial use of quality as quality management, which is specifically all the tools, the concepts that are codified for manufacturing and engineering statistics, those fields. But I would say that there's a third definition up here, and that is the field of quality. And we need to start defining quality as the science of what happens when people and organizations crash into processes and systems. And yes, that is a technical term. That all these quality principles, all these tools, everything goes back to what Shewhart was really trying to define, which is how human behavior, how humans interpret information, how humans interact in the process and influence outcomes, and how to minimize negative outcomes. It acknowledges the idea that everything we do is a person interacting with a process. It's an organization using a system. It's a combination of both. And once we start defining quality that way, we eliminate a lot of these problems that come from us using industry-specific jargon, of conflating tools with applications, with concepts, with it solves that, and it allows us to start viewing quality as this universal idea of explaining those people and systems interacting with each other. And once we do that, it stops being hard to see commonalities between baking and manufacturing, between the theater director and the engineer. It becomes so easy to find commonalities when we find a more general, and I really think a more accurate definition. So that would be what I would encourage in the quality community, is to broaden our concept of what the study of quality can be and honestly should be. Hi everyone, it's Meredith. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, you can get more crisis management and prevention tips and strategies for free at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for ME2 space solutions, and you should find our profile. You can also find me on Twitter under my handle, The Quality Girl. Thanks for listening.
Copyright 2014 by Hutchison Solutions, LLC. All rights reserved. But now, seriously, folks, no part of this podcast may be reproduced in whole or part without our permission. But we'll be happy to give it to you. Just fire us an email, which you can find on our website. Thank you.